أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 114 of Surah Hud, continuing with the commandments that Allah Ta'ala had given to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Ummah, one of steadfastness. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given two prohibitions, wala tatghaw, do not exceed the bounds and limitations set down by Allah Ta'ala, and then do not incline yourself towards those who commit zulm, those who are oppressive. Here Allah Ta'ala continues and Allah gives another command, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, and establish the salah. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in both the commands, Allah Ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In both the prohibitions, Allah Ta'ala addresses the Ummah. However, although the address is to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is to the whole Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Established salah has been discussed on various occasions, that one is we perform our salah in a proper manner, in the proper time, fulfilling all the requirements of salah, and there is consistency, and in that way we do it in the manner that is shown to us by our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the times of salah. One is Allah Ta'ala says, tarafayin nahar, the both ends of the day. Both ends of the day, one will be at the time of Fajr, before the sun rises, and the other will be before the sun sets, and that is the time of Asr. So those two salahs has been included in this word, tarafayin nahar. This is the easiest interpretation of the ulama-i kiram. Wazulafam min al-layl, and in parts or the darknesses of night. The sun sets, so night has set in, so that will be our Maghrib Salah, and that will be our Isha Salat. Then what happens to Zuhar Salat? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ. Perform Salah when the sun tilts away from his meridian, when it tilts away from the time of midday, then that is the time you will perform the Zuhar Salah. So all five Salat have been established in the Quran Sharif, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has established the times also. Now Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبَنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Certainly Al-Hasanat, Hasanat refers to virtuous and good deeds. Virtuous and good deeds will certainly obliterate, remove as-sayyi'at, and sayyi'at refers to ill or evil deeds. The general understanding of this ayah is that when a person carries out certain good deeds, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as a reward for those good deeds, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives the minor sins of an individual. A person comes to the masjid, he takes steps towards the masjid, there is forgiveness of sins, there is the elevation of the ranks of that individual. A person performs wudu, as he is washing the various limbs, whilst he is performing wudu, there is the expiation of sins that is taking place by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself. And we will find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, multitudes of such ibadat that a person carries out, and on carrying out that, the person didn't make any tawbah, he didn't make any istighfar, he didn't even ask, if the thought also doesn't come, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives that. Then one is this aspect, like the author here, the commentator here, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, has stated, innal hasanat, that when a person begins to carry out good deeds, when he carries out that good deeds, the benefit of the good deeds is that the person is kept away from ill deeds. So there are two aspects to this. One is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala expiates the minor sins. Obviously the major sins, that we have to seek forgiveness. make tawbah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and one is occupying oneself and carrying out the good deeds, that in itself becomes a means of removal of ill and bad habits and bad deeds that was in the life of an individual. ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ Allah ta'ala says, and that is an advice for those who accept the advice. That is heed for those who take the heed. And what is that that Allah Ta'ala is referring to? One is the Quran Sharif in itself. Some ulama have stated Surah Hud, that it is a means of advice that Allah Ta'ala is giving. And some have stated these ayat that have come immediately before, that these are advices from Allah Rabbul Izzat. They are reminders from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and these reminders are such that only that person who takes heed, who accepts the advice of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, will benefit from them. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.